and welcome to the third ever episode of my podcast. So today's episode is pretty cool and unique because just yesterday I found out about a type of technology that allows you to create sentences and from the voice of any celebrity that you like. As long as it's on their list, then you can take that person's voice and make it into whatever sentence you really like. So I was so excited when I saw this because I was like, wow, like what if I use that for my podcast? And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. So I recorded a few different interviews with a few different people just to practice. And I think the one I will do for the podcast is Mr. Beast, just because I feel like everyone will be familiar with him. And he's also someone I just like a lot as a YouTuber. It's just a practice interview. It's just like a test sort of thing. But I feel like it can be good to share with you just because, like, since I'm new to podcasting, it might be interesting for you to kind of observe the evolution and see me practicing and stuff. Because, like, maybe 5 months from now, you just look back and be like, wow, I remember when he was just practicing test interviews, and now look what he's doing. Hopefully. So, I just recorded all his audio, and now I'm going to record mine. And I'll put them together, and you're gonna listen to it now, so let's get into it. Hello, so even though this is the third episode of the podcast, we actually have our first interview guest with us today. He's one of the most influential YouTubers of all time, Jimmy Donaldson, Mr. Beast. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Dax. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm very excited to talk to you.
Thank you, me too. That introduction was very flattering.
Well, yeah, I should just tell you up front, I find you so inspirational, hugely inspirational. So having you as my first ever guest is a huge honor.
I'm so happy to be here. You are actually my favorite YouTuber. I've been following your 1 million subscriber journey, so it's very exciting for me to talk to you.
Oh, wow, that means a lot to me. You know, sometimes I get a little intimidated by, like, this generation of YouTube because when I see, like, what you and other people are making and I see how high production quality is and, like, I just get worried that I'll sort of become irrelevant. So for me to hear you say that, really, it means a lot to me.
Dude, I really mean it. You're a huge inspiration. No matter how different YouTube is now, no matter how much it changes, you're always a huge part of it.
Thanks, man. You know, it means a lot to me because YouTube is changing so much and I used to feel so involved, and as it really feels good to be accepted and embraced by the community again this year, so thank you.
Absolutely, dude. You're a huge influence on me and most people on your own platform. Actually, I have a question for you.
Wait, you have a question for me? I thought I was conducting the interview, not just joking around. Shoot away.
So my question is, how are you feeling about the 1 million subscriber ultimatum?
Oh, wow, that's awesome that you even know about that. Well, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm confident I'm going to get there, you know, like to the 1 million subscribers, unless, you know, I choose to focus on developing a TV show or something instead, and I get focused on that instead. But, you know, I really don't plan on doing that. So, yeah, I'm focused on getting to the million, and that's really cool that you know about that.
Yeah, dude, I know you're going to get there.
All right, so, Jimmy, now this is supposed to be about you, so can I ask you some questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you have some of the most interesting and consistently entertaining videos on YouTube. How do you think of so many ideas?
I usually start from the thumbnail and title, and from there I know if I have or not.
Oh, that's awesome. You know if it's going to be a hit just from the title, like in thumbnail. So have you ever filmed a video that you thought like, oh yeah, this is definitely going to be a hit, but like it didn't click once you started filming?
All the time, man. All the time. But that's the thing. You have to try things out and hope for the best. And sometimes it works. And when it works, it gets millions of views.
Amazing. Yeah, well, I guess that's a good attitude to have. And, you know, I want to respect your time. So I just have one more question for you before we wrap it up. Do you have any big plans for the rest of the year?
Yeah, actually, I have some really big things planned, but it's secret.
Well, yeah, I can't wait to find out more. So nice talking to you, Jimmy, Mr. Beast.
Very nice talking to you, Jack. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, dude. Yeah, thanks for making the time to come on here. And I hope you have a good day.
You do.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening, and see you soon in episode 4.